Anyway, this fitna happened. Those people who killed Uthman, it was a big fitna in these days, to the extent when they prepare Uthman of the funeral, they were taking him to be buried next to Umar radiallahu anhu. But all these Khawarij, or those people, they protest, and it has a big, had happened a big, another fight with hands. They said, never, we will never allow Uthman to be next to Umar and Abu Bakr in the Prophet ﷺ houses. Then, يعني imagine the funeral is holding and people fighting. So what happened? They decide, his family, to take him to Al-Baqi' and to be buried just front across from the Prophet ﷺ's house. It's across the street, يعني, in the Al-Baqi' and the scholar said, this is one of the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Uthman, as Sahih al-Bukhari, he entered, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or one of the signs for this, not a prophecy, that Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he entered, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on a well, and he putting his feet inside the water, Abu Bakr entered, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam let him sit next to him. Then Umar entered, then he let him sit next to him. When Uthman came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no place next to Umar. Then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam show him to sit front of him, cross, yani, in front of him. And it was the same position exactly he was buried, radiallahu anhu arda, in Medina. And after this, for some reasons, Ali radiallahu anhu moved to Kufa. Moved to Al-Kufa, because it was a great fitna in that time, and it seems to be Al-Kufa was a central place for the Muslims world in that time. Anyway, here people gave bay'ah to Ali radiallahu anhu. After Uthman was dead, people start giving bay'ah to Ali radiallahu anhu, and there were three group of people. Some of the people, or among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who gave bay'ah to Ali radiallahu anhu, and they announced that they are with him. Second group of people, those who said, we will not give bay'ah to Ali radiallahu anhu, and we will not give bay'ah to anybody else, we will stay home. And this is some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And some other Sahaba said, no, we will fight Ali. No, they said, we will not give Ali radiallahu anhu bay'ah, and we are against his bay'ah until, and we are going to be against his bay'ah until we settle this matter, which is who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. Who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu? فكان الناس ما بين مبايع مؤيد وبين قاعد وبين منكر لإمامته جاحد لها من غير الصحابة رضي الله عنه. طيب. Now, علي رضي الله عنه had an opinion. Killing somebody, executing somebody because he's a killer, is not an easy, يعني, it's not a simple procedure. To prove that he killed somebody, so he need to be executed, it's not a simple procedure, isn't it? It has to be witnesses, investigations. That's right or not? You with me, following me? Right. Which it makes sense. To do these procedures, there should be somebody in charge to do these procedures. It cannot be taken by the hand of anybody. The person in charge, the president or the khalifa or the emir, he's the one who do these procedures. They appointed the judge to make the court, you know, to make the hudud. It's not up to the people. So Ali radiallahu anhu, his opinion was that we should settle down the matter of khilafa first. Who's the khalifa? Who's in charge? Then after that we go over after them. Because the killer wasn't one person. And the killer is not like in our hand. The killer are in fact killers. So many of them. Hundreds of people were there. So which one of them? Which one are you going to take? Which one are you going to leave? So he said, we cannot do that right now. And those people run to Egypt, to Syria, to Kufa, to Basra, to Yemen. So it takes time to get them. And until we collect all of them, the Muslims cannot stay without Khalifa all this time. So let's give the Khilafah to me first to settle this down. And let's decide on the Khalifa, which is no doubt about it, Ali radiallahu anh. None of the Sahaba doubted Ali as a Khalifa. And you have to know this very carefully. None of the Sahaba said Ali cannot be Khalifa. They all agree that he deserved the Khilafah. But some of them does not agree that he should be giving bay'ah until we finish the matter of the Uthman's killers. This is the only difference they had between them, radiallahu anhum, wa ardahum. In this time, they were very smart, those killers and those people who made the fitna. What they did, they ran away, most of them, to be with Ali radiallahu anhu. So the doubts be ish, more against Ali radiallahu anhu. Those killers, a group of the killers who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu, they ran away toward the Iraq and Kufa and al-Basra, and some of them became with Ali radiallahu anhu. طيب. In this matter, what happened? There happened another fitna, which is the fight, which is Zubair and Talha, they felt that they are guilty because they didn't defend or protect their Khalifa, Uthman. So they went toward Al-Kufa, where is Ali radiallahu anhu. And Ali went with his army and they met in the middle. Aisha radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, she went to make sulh, peace between these two groups. And Al-Qa'qa and other of the Sahaba. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, what happened, they had a deal. All of them. You remember just a few years, one of them was gave bay'ah to Ali radiallahu anhu. They had a deal. يقول الراوي فنام المسلمون في خير ليلة ونام المنافقون في شر ليلة. In that night, the hypocrites, the people who are the killer of Uthman and the people who raised the fitna, they were scared to death. They said, if these two groups meet each other and be with each other, they're all going to turn against us. So what happened? The problem, some of them were exist in Uthman's with Az-Zubair and Talha's group. They were with them. Hypocrites. They act as if they are with them. And some of them with Ali radiallahu anh. So what happened? They decide that they will start the fight. So in the night, they kill some of the Muslims, and there are so many narrations prove that there is people being killed from their back, and this is impossible. Unless there is somebody inside the army who killed them. Yani their errors being killed from the backs. So that's some people inside. And they start screaming in the night that Ali broke his promise. And then the other side, people start screaming that Az-Zubair and Talha broke their promise, and the fight start again. And it was a big fight called Al-Jamal. Never ever, yani, if you read about it, it's hundreds of people were killed from very good yani, Muslims in that time because of this fitna. Nasallahu ala afiyah. And Zubair was killed, and Talha also were killed. Both of them were killed in that battle. And Ali radiallahu anhu went back after he finished this problem, and he sent Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha.